This news update sponsor is Pigeon Hardware, your do-a-best paint and paint supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. On April 26, emergency responders from Bad Axe, Kindy, and Port Austin battled a house fire in Fillion for 4 hours, utilizing a staggering 20,000 gallons of water to extinguish the blaze. The fire, reported around 9 a.m. on Friday, fully engulfed the residents, prompting the closure of Fillion Road west of M53 as firefighters battled the inferno. According to an update from Kindy Fire Chief Kevin Miller, the fire originated in the breezeway of the two-story house, leading to a total loss of the property. The collaborative efforts of firefighters from Bad Axe and Port Austin alongside Kindy proved crucial in containing the blaze. The Huron County Sheriff's Department provided assistance in managing traffic in the affected area, ensuring the safety of both responders and residents alike. Additionally, Central Huron Ambulance stood ready to assist emergency personnel as needed. Despite the tragic loss of the property, the safe evacuation of the homeowner and animals serves as a positive update amidst the situation. And a 20-year-old man who attempted to drag a young girl into a restroom in a Sandusky thrift store on August 25th pled guilty to the charge of kidnapping, child enticement. Andrew Hockham Jewell admitted in Sinalec Circuit Court that he pulled an 8-year-old girl into a bathroom at Hope Thrift Store with the intent of possibly kidnapping her. At the time of the incident, Jewell was living at Michigan House of Hope, a men's homeless shelter in Sandusky, and working at the store, which is operated by the ministry. In exchange for a guilty plea on the felony charge of kidnapping, child enticement, which carries a possible sentence of life or any number of years in prison, the prosecutor agreed to drop the felony charge of unlawful imprisonment and the misdemeanor charge of assault and battery. That was not the only agreement that was made for Jewell's plea. It included an agreement of a minimum sentence of 42 to 70 months in prison to a maximum of 15 years. That sentence follows state sentencing guidelines, which took into consideration previous bad acts. When Jewell was 18 years old, he was charged with misdemeanor assault and battery in Saginaw County for grabbing a 10-year-old girl in a woman's bathroom. The attempted kidnapping incident in Sinalec County was stopped when the girl's younger brother saw what was happening and alerted their mother, who called the police. Jewell's sentencing is scheduled for July 10th. And a Kingston area man, Michael S. LaBarge, a 38-year-old, has been charged with 2 felonies following an early morning off-road vehicle crash that left a 29-year-old Marlette woman seriously injured. The incident occurred on Saturday morning near Sunrise Sunset when a 911 call at 2:15 a.m. reported an ORV rollover on Lee Hill Road, just south of M46. Agencies from Caro, Kingston, and Cass City responded to the scene, while Tuscola County Sheriff deputies were occupied with another intoxicated individual in Millington Township. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office Accident Investigation Team arrived approximately 7 miles west of Kingston to take control of the scene. The injured woman was swiftly transported to the hospital by MMR, while the driver, suffering only minor injuries, was arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing serious injury. Additionally, LaBarge was charged with reckless driving, causing a serious impairment of a body function. Tuscola County District Court officials have set a $40,000 cash bond for LaBarge. He has posted bond and was subsequently released from jail, as reported by the Advertiser. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kim.
And I'm Nate from Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you are planning a painting project in the near future, Pigeon Hardware has the perfect color of Do It Best paint we can mix just for you.
That's right, Kim. At Pigeon Hardware, we have a new color selector chart and a new paint tint machine, so we can mix any color you're looking for with Do It Best paints. And don't forget, we also have grass seed fertilizer, garden seeds, bird feeders, bird seed, and suet, and all your electrical and plumbing supplies and hardware items.
That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement as easy as cake.
Kim, I can't bake.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
On Tuesday evening, Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared a state of emergency for Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, Branch, and Cass counties after a severe storm system, including large hail up to 4 inches in diameter, and at least 2 confirmed tornadoes. There's widespread damage, including homes and businesses that were destroyed, trees and power lines blocking roads, and extensive property damage. Around 50 workers trapped in a partially collapsed FedEx building in Portage were rescued. Thankfully, no deaths were reported. Up to 16 people sustained non-severe injuries at Pavilion Estates Mobile Home Community, where homes were tossed by the tornado. Kalamazoo County Sheriff Richard Fuller praised the coordinated efforts of local police and fire departments in providing aid during the storm. Numerous homes were damaged or destroyed, but injuries were lessened as residents took cover or evacuated upon hearing the tornado warnings. Emergency services utilized Kalamazoo Metro buses to evacuate residents, and the American Red Cross is providing temporary shelter. Despite the challenges, all trapped individuals at the FedEx building were safely rescued with no injuries reported. Fuller emphasized the success of interagency cooperation in managing the emergency response. And TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance are suing the U.S. government over a law that would ban the popular video sharing app unless it's sold to an approved buyer. The lawsuit filed Tuesday might set up what could be a protracted legal fight over its future in the United States. The companies argue that the new law vaguely paints ByteDance ownership of TikTok as a national security threat in order to circumvent the First Amendment. Despite no evidence that the company poses a threat, it also says the law is so obviously unconstitutional that its sponsors are instead portraying it as a way to regulate TikTok's ownership. And no, Katy Perry and Rihanna did not attend the Met Gala this year, but that didn't stop AI-generated images from tricking some fans into thinking the stars made appearances on the steps of fashion's biggest night. Deepfake images depicting a handful of big names at the Metropolitan Museum of Art's annual fundraiser quickly spread online. Some eagle-eyed social media users spotted discrepancies, and platforms themselves, such as X Community Notes, soon noted that the images were likely created using artificial intelligence. This is far from the first time we've seen generative AI used to create phony content, but experts note that each instance underlines growing concerns about the misuse of this technology. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update sponsor is Pigeon Hardware, your do-a-best paint and paint supply store. You'll also find electrical, plumbing, and hardware supplies at Pigeon Hardware.